Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show on this amazing, beautiful Wednesday morning. It is Wednesday, December 21st. I cannot believe we just have, this Wednesday and next Wednesday, and we are done with the programs for 2016 and moving on to 2017. I am just so stoked about the show this morning. We're going to be continuing on the theme that we've kind of had this month already on really getting through this, what can be highly stressful and sometimes tough time of year for many people. It's a time of year that's designed for a lot of fun and a lot of, getting together with family and doing fun things. However, for many, it is very stressful. It's very stressful, not just to juggle the balancing act that's connected to the extra things that you have to do this time of year, but it's also can be very emotionally stressful for many different individuals during this time of the year. And we've talked about managing your eating. We did that at the end of November. I had my guest on then who talked about, we talked with Kim McLaughlin about how to not stress eat during this time of the year. And then we talked, we also had a wonderful guest on who helped us with the seasonal affectiveness disorder. We had Rochelle last week and how she was helping us to understand what exactly that is and how to combat with that. And today I have just an amazing guest. Bonnie Kelly. I have met her several years ago, and we're going to introduce her in just a minute, but met her a few years ago at a networking event, and we're kind of being loosely connected there on social media for a while. And she deals with some amazing, amazing things about the subconscious mind and how it affects our daily life. And I'm really looking forward to having her talk about feeling the grief and loss during this time of the year. So that's going to be our topic for today. So stay tuned. We're going to be bringing on Bonnie here in just a couple of minutes. But I did want to remind everybody a couple of things before we get going into the bulk of the show. Please reach out and connect with me on all of the social media outlets. Stay connected. I will post upcoming guests and different information regarding the show, as well as the, if you're not able to listen live, I post the listen later links to on the social media outlets. So be sure to connect with me there. I am Purple Brain Lady. Julie Anderson, Purple Brain Lady on Facebook is the main fan page. We are at Brain Lady on Twitter, Brain Lady on LinkedIn. So reach out, connect with me. You can also message me on those sites and, just see if there's ideas that you have for amazing guests. Like you just saw a speaker and you thought he or she would just be perfect on the program for 2017. Let me know, reach out, talk to me on those social media outlets or shoot me an email. Shoot me an email at info@ brainladyspeaker.com and let me know who they are. Make the introduction for me. Or maybe it wasn't someone you heard. Maybe it's an author. Maybe you just recently, anyone who knows me knows I am a brain book addict. I have so many neuroscience books. It's not even funny. And a lot of those neuroscience books and white papers and whatnot of the neuroscientist and the wonderful psychologist and neuropsychologist that I have followed or follow, I have incorporated into my certification program that I'm offering now But if you find interesting information, I would love to hear about it. And who knows, maybe I'll just interview you on the show and have you share what you liked about the book. So, or anything that you read or anything that you saw. So reach out to me, shoot me an email at info@brainladyspeaker.com. Or you can always go to my main site, which is yourbestmindonline.com. That is my product site, products and services site. You'll see a lot of the products and services that I offer on yourbestmindonline.com. And you can shoot me an email there at info@yourbestmindonline.com. And let me know what thoughts, ideas, or maybe you just want a specific topic covered and it's connected to the brain or psychology or achieving more in your business, your life, or your relationships. And you would like to see that covered on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, then shoot me an email, reach out and contact me. And remember, you can also listen to the older, you can follow the Brain Lady Speaks on iTunes as well. So that's a great way to keep in touch with all of the past shows and podcasts. That would be great. All righty. Well, with that in mind, I want to introduce you and bring on our amazing guest today. Like I said, her we met, it's been a few years. We met a few years back on the just at one of the networking events. And I always liked Bonnie, and I think she even possibly came to one of my events. But I'm going to give you just a real quick bio of Bonnie Kelly. She's a great gal, great charisma she has. She is an author, a personal development and emotional intelligence expert, motivational speaker, and founder of Bonnie Kelly and Associates and Mind Foo Academy. I think that's how she says it. She'll have to correct me when she comes on here. Bonnie Kelly has dedicated her life to helping others to stop the cycle of self-sabotage. She has a new book entitled True to My Core, Uncovering the Subconscious Beliefs Wreaking Havoc in Your Life. She is, you can check any news source in the cover in the country and you will find ongoing dialogue about preventing the intake of toxins in our food, water, and air. But what about toxic mental states? I love this. Our guest today is an emotional intelligence expert, Bonnie Kelly, and she has a 21-day emotional detox program that helps people to de-weed their minds and cultivate an organic garden of thoughts and feelings. Ooh, I just love the way she terms all that. So without any further ado, let me welcome onto the show, Bonnie. Bonnie, thank you for being on the show today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Like I said, we've known each other. I think we met initially at some kind of a networking event. Is that correct? In the Northern California area?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Definitely. And it's definitely been a few years. And I did actually get the opportunity to attend one of your events, which was so much fun. And I think what you and I bonded so well on is that we're both brain book addicts.
Yes. Oh, it's, you know, I tell people I'm just a brain nerd, you know.
I am too. I say I'm a brain geek, so I'm right there with you.
There we go. You know, there is just, and it's a never-ending source of information and valuable information,
valuable information.
And I love the way that you focus on the mental toxins, because those can be so detrimental to people. And as I mentioned to the listeners, one of the things that I really wanted to continue to focus on, and I want you to feel free to share and bring your wisdom on any of the levels that you know you want to include on the show today. But one of the things that I did want to really focus on or talk about or highlight is just that there is a lot of grief and loss that goes on during this time, because for many individuals, this time of year means bringing family together. And if you had that loss of a family member or, you know, someone who is close to you, then you feel that void or that emptiness when you're with at gatherings, as well as sometimes it's just a loss of, doesn't always have to be a loss of an individual, but it can also be a loss of status or a loss of, you know, financial losses, all types of things that can really bring that difficulty to this time of year. And you talk a lot about how your mind can sabotage you and make things worse. Is that correct?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I mean, when you talked about in that intro about the de-weeding your mind, I mean, most of us aren't aware of how much toxic thoughts or how much toxic emotion is penetrating our minds or our bodies. And when that stuff is present, it will definitely, especially if it's left unchallenged, it will sabotage your happiness, your joy, your ability to connect with other people in a lot of different ways. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I see people all the time and, you know, they'll bump into somebody or they'll drop something. I'll go, oh, that was so stupid. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. Yeah. It was just an act. Little things like that that people do that just don't, they just don't.
Consciously, yeah.
Yeah, they don't realize that every single one of those negative things that you think in your brain or that come out your mouth that are so automatic oftentimes.
Right. Just, and it's kind of like I often refer to it as like a drop of water, right? Like, I mean, if you own a home and something's leaking and maybe it only has a few drops, it's not going to cause much damage. But if you allow that drip to continue for years or decades, you're going to have a massive issue of water damage in your house. And the same kind of concept applies with our thoughts and our emotions. Like if we are not screening and constantly fixing or maintaining our mental and emotional well-being, then those drops of water are going to start creating this damage over decades in our happiness, like I said, or your ability to connect, or, you know, your self-esteem, your self-confidence, your motivation. It'll manifest in so many different ways.
I love that analogy. That is so perfect. As a matter of fact, I'm going to quote that later on social media. I'm going to ask people,
how drippy
is their emotional faucet? That is such a great analogy because it really is true. And it compounds, you know, it's all those little negatives. Yeah. I often tell people that the most significant damage done to their self-esteem or their value of as an individual are the insignificant things that have been said to them by significant individuals in your life. And it's those words, you know, that keep repeating. Well, we're going to dig into this even more when we come back from our first break here. And we're going to find out what really inspired you to, you know, to do what you do, what led you down this path. So be thinking about that as we're going to our break. And everybody who's listening on the line, get up, stretch, take a nice deep breath, and join me after the break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Christine Gallagher from She'sGotClients.com. I'm really excited to share with you the first annual Get Clients Online giveaway. I have gathered a spectacular group of contributors who are providing you with amazing gifts that will help you get cash flow in clients in less time online. So I've teamed up with more than 50 other business industry leaders to bring you templates, checklists, and other valuable goodies to grow and scale a sustainable business that brings you more income with less effort. So all you need to do is head over to getclientsonlinegiveaway.com, put your name and email address in, and you'll get instant access to more than 50 free business building tools, templates, products, and services, including Facebook funnel templates, LinkedIn cheat sheets, sales scripts, and so much more. That's getclientsonlinegiveaway.com. Head over there and enjoy your free gifts.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors. All quilters, just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff and find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. To hear past shows, go to iTunes and search for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us because we know that quilting changes everything.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to this exciting show on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show here with Bonnie Kelly. And we had a great introduction there in the first segment. If you're just now tying in, you're going to want to listen to it when you get back. You're going to want to download and listen to it because she's a great gal. And I'd like for you to hear her analogy there from the first part of the show. But let's just get into really, Bonnie, welcome back to the show again.
Thank you.
No problem. And tell us, what really led you down this path? You know, what got you involved in this? And then you can help us to understand what inspires you to do the work that you do. But first, let us know what led you to become, we were talking during break, we're both brain, I'm a brain nerd, she's a brain geek, or vice versa. I can't remember what we said, but we love the brain. So Bonnie, what brought you down this path of falling in love with this information, with what you do?
Yeah, and I love this because it actually ties into a lot of what we want to talk about today with, you know, grief during the holidays. And, you know, like most people, I have a past story. Before I was 14, I had experienced a lot of sexual trauma in my life, and I had a lot of abandonment issues. I had a lot of dysfunction in the home, which then led to a cycle of self-sabotage in the means of dating the wrong kind of guys, drug addiction. I became in and out of jail and in and out of rehab. Now, Julie, you've met me, and I mean, you can tell just by seeing me that I don't embody a fraction of that person anymore. And it comes to a shock a lot of people if you see me or you just Google me, they're like, oh my gosh, here's this happy, bubbly woman, you know, that she's probably never experienced any trauma. Well, you know, that's what, you know, for me, like this journey, what led me to here was actually first the discovery on how I could heal my life. And, you know, for a decade after I had moved here to California, you know, I was desperate to figure out how to be normal. And I was studying people because I would see people walking around smiling, they were enjoying, they were connecting, they were being vulnerable. All of these things that were so foreign to me by that point in my life. And I was just so desperate to want to know how to be joyful and in a, not at like a once in a while happy, but like on a regular basis, because I was miserable all the time. And so that journey for me really started, you know, on that path to figure out, okay, why am I behaving this way? Why do I sabotage? Why am I dating these same kind of guys? And that led me into the understanding of how the brain and how these beliefs are installed in our mind during our adolescence, you know. And for me, I really grew up, you know, with these beliefs that I was worthless, that I was not enough, that I was unlovable, that I wasn't good enough. And as a result of that, all of my behavior is going to emanate from that place. But even more so was that my perception, how I was experiencing all new situations, was being filtered through these already existing belief systems. And so as a result, I was perpetuating my misery. And so when you ask me, like, what brought me to doing the work that I do, honestly, it was the first was that self-mastery. And once I got to a state of being normal, I recognized that normal was still kind of lame, because most people in a normal state still are, you know, avoiders. They don't deal with things, that they don't have healthy boundaries, that they're not really mastering. They have these toxic thoughts. They have these emotional breakdowns. And so then I wanted to study on how to be extraordinary. And once I got to that point, I decided to develop a business and take all this decade worth of learning together to figure out how I can use this to help other people transform in a much more effective and less time, you know, than I did to be able to live their best life, because I say that life is too short to live miserably.
That's awesome. That's an awesome story. And you know, I often tell people, I like the word you said about normal. You know, it's a normal is kind of abnormal, you know, when you think about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, so many individuals have stories very similar to yours. And, you know, they had difficulties growing up. And because that is such a commonplace anymore, people think that this is just the way they have to be. And they think that, you know, the depression and the occasional blues, oh, you know, that's just normal. And it's not. It doesn't need to be there. So I like that, you know, great story. So what inspires you then to do the work that you do?
You know, I think for me, it's like now that I've came out to the other side, you know, and like you said, like I've surpassed normal, where, you know, normal really is people just coping. Normal really is this place of people, you know, maybe doing some work on themselves, but it's just enough where their misery maybe isn't like horrible miserable, but it's just like uncomfortable, and they stay stuck in this place of settling, whether it's in work or with their relationships or whatever it is, you know. And you know, when I've surpassed that, I recognize that there was this whole other world, and there was people in it that are living these great lives where they're not taking things so personally. They are loving and accepting of themselves. They have a lot of compassion and patience. They're extremely emotionally intelligent. And all of that, though, is because they've done the work to transform their brain. You know, like you and I love this element of it, right? Where neurologically, they've completely changed the neurocircuits of the mind so that their automatic subconscious now is no longer seated with these old programs that got installed on accident during our adolescence of not being enough or unworthy or not being lovable or being weak. And now they've seeded these new beliefs, and they've reinforced these new beliefs that I am lovable, that I am enough, that life is beautiful. And they operate from that space, and that their brain is working with them versus against them. And so for me, what inspires me is the fact that people, anybody, can be trained to have this kind of extraordinary life. And so I think you and I really connect on this, Julie, is where, you know, like, why would I not want to infect as many people as I can with this joy that I experience on a regular basis?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of people, and this is where neuroscience fits so perfectly into this, is that, you know, for so many years, it was believed that the brain was static, that it could not change.
Yep.
And what you had by the time you were an adult, that wiring was set, and that was it. There was nothing you could do about it. And yet neuroscience is helping us to see that it's malleable. You can rewire. You can reprogram. You can even grow. Now they're finding you can even grow new neurons, which they felt, you know, all the way up until just a couple of years ago that you couldn't do that. Once you were an adult, you just started losing them, and that was it. But now there's certain areas of the brain, especially that subconscious section of the brain, that can grow new neurons. And you can reprogram, just like you can wipe a computer and reboot and start over again. You can do that same. It's not as easy as that. Yeah. I don't want to make it sound simple. There are definitely, it is work. It is work to do that. And I know that you work with individuals and help them to do that. So that's an amazing gift that you give and bring to your customers and your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, to piggyback on this, Julie, I don't know if you've picked up this new book yet. It's called You Are the Placebo by Joe DiPiazza, I think is his last name. But you were mentioning that you just love books, right? Book addict like myself. And he actually is breaking down the new facts in neuroscience about how actually every new choice that we're making, that the brain is like expanding these neural clusters by about 2,600. But if that new choice isn't reinforced or revalidated or remade, that number will drop down in 3 weeks down to half. And then if it's not reinforced again, then that's going to die off completely, which then continues to reinforce the old habits. And this is why, you know, the Julie saying it takes work, because it does. I mean, you have to constantly reinforce the new behavior to give time for that new neural circuitry to expand, and so that the old one can begin to die off. And so in that way, the old ones, you know, are weakening where the new ones are strengthening, but you're kind of doing a ping pong match in your mind as you're going through this process of, I love myself, I hate myself, I love myself, I hate myself. And it just is a battle for a while.
Yeah, it really can be, you know, especially you when you at those the kind of mind numbing moments, you know, when you're not focusing on the positive, that's when the negative kind of, you know, creeps back yeah. in, and it can really sabotage the forward momentum that you have. One of the books I've got coming out in 2017 is Change Your Mind, and it's steps to create a healthier, happier mindset and life. And it works with that same line of thought. And I'm sure it's pretty much the same thing that you do with your 21-day emotional detox program. It's a matter of this constant reinforcement and constantly exercising and strengthening those new neural paths. You know, you can't just, just like working out your body physically. You can't, I'm going to do, you know, start doing sit-ups today, and you do them today, and then you do them tomorrow, and then you don't do them till next week, and then you don't do them till next month. It doesn't work that way.
Exactly. No.
It doesn't work that way. Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to hearing more about what you have and what you're doing as we, and I want everyone to be sure that they stay with us, because in the last segment, we're going to talk a little bit about how Bonnie does this with her clients and the different things. And she has a great thing that she's going to offer to the guests or to the listeners on the program that you'll be able to tap into. But we only have about a minute before we go back to or go into our next break. So we're going to hold off a couple of the other questions until we come back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about really what you can do, what Bonnie is going to give you is some tools, the most important things that you can work on as individuals when it comes to changing your life and making those permanent positive changes to really solidify those new neural pathways and the new ways of thinking in your brain. And then she's also going to help us. She's going to give us her favorite, talk about her favorite personal development tool. So that'll be exciting to hear what that is. I'm looking forward to hearing that, Bonnie. That'll be great.
Awesome. Yes. Well, I look forward to sharing that.
Perfect. Perfect. So stick with us. We're going to go right to break here in just a moment. And join us back after on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
With food prices creeping up, it's easy to exchange healthy, fresh food for processed, low nutritional food. But don't do it. According to Organic Gardening, you can eat 7 healthy foods and still stay on a budget. They suggest you eat oatmeal, which is only about $3 a pound. Onions are the same price per pound and very good for you. Dry beans are another good choice at about $2 per pound, depending on the variety. Garlic is very healthy and only $1 per pound. Cayenne pepper is packed with nutrients and sells for about $3 a jar. Celery is $1.99 a bunch, while fresh tomatoes are only $1 per pound. By choosing these 7 foods and others, you really can eat healthy food and stay on a budget. I'm Annette Hammond. Visit our website at AnnetteHammond.com.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Julie Brain Lady Anderson here with my wonderful guest, Bonnie Kelly. We are hearing some great information, great stuff about rewiring your brain and exercising your brain. And Bonnie's going to help us now to understand what is one of the most important things that people can work on when it comes to changing their lives. So, Bonnie, from your point of view and your area of expertise, and I know you've done a lot of study as well as have that personal experience of having done this yourself and what works and what doesn't work. What is one of the most important things that an individual can work on when it comes to changing their life?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to share probably one of the basics, but I want to emphasize it or up the ante with it a little bit. You know, that affirmations is probably one of the most powerful tools, because what an affirmation is that intentional self-talk. But how I want to kind of amp that up a little bit is that you really want to take those affirmations and kind of maybe couple that with maybe an NLP technique or mirror work, some kind of an actionable plan to connect with it. Because when we're trying to transform our lives, you know, there's two different components we need to work on. It's that the conscious and the subconscious kind of simultaneously. And when you're just doing an affirmation, like that affirming isn't really infecting or seeding the subconscious in a very powerful way. So we want to kind of like hijack the brain a little bit, right? Like to force those neural pathways to start rewiring at a much faster rate. And to do that, like if you take the affirmations and you couple it with tapping, right, for example, that's going to then create these different neural signals that are really hijacking the brain or causing this neural frenzy that are forcing your brain to really pay attention to the words and to start expanding those new neural nets a lot faster. Or taking the affirmations and doing mirror work where you're doing an eye-to-eye contact, right, and be very mindful that you're not doing eye-to-eye combat. Because when most of us look at ourselves in the mirror, the first words out in our minds are going to be, oh, you suck, you're fat, you're gross, look at those wrinkles, right? And that's eye-to-eye combat. So you want to make sure that you're doing eye-to-eye contact and like, engaging with yourself. So other ones, I mean, there's just so many different NLP techniques that you can take your affirmations to the next level. So I say really amp up your affirmations, and that's just one of my favorite techniques to intentionally start reprogramming the subconscious mind.
I love that. You know, I think that saying affirmations that's really come under fire a lot lately in the news media, you know, and I think one of the reasons why is because it is missing that link of what you just said, or it becomes something that becomes just by rote instead of actually having meaning. Mm-hmm. You know, and I tell people this when I work with them, I'm like, you can't just say the same affirmation every morning. It's your brain gets used to that and it stops hearing it. It just begins to just be. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, and if the subconscious mind is counter to that, like if your subconscious program, like after decades, has been conditioned to believe that you're not enough or you're not worthy, well, then by you just saying who I am is good enough, the brain is going to, the BS meter is going to be flashing and going into hyper overdrive because your subconscious is like, no, it's not, and let me tell you why. And so we have to do something beyond just thinking about something, saying about something. And, you know, that's where a lot of the work is, where you're untangling the subconscious and using those NLP techniques is helping expedite that process. But like Julie said earlier, it takes so much work. You have to explore why you act the way that you act and why you do these things that you do on a very core level, at an automatic level, because these subconscious automatic programs exist, and they're the undercurrent to all of your actions and reactions. And without that deep self-discovery, you're going to end up just, your affirmations will always fall short. And I'm kind of glad they're going under fire, because you can't just change your thoughts to change your life. It takes much more. It takes action. It takes a deeper discovery for you to be able to have that. But if you take those affirmations and you amp them up and you couple them with some kind of actionable technique, then it's going to be a lot more effective in transforming your brain.
I love that. You know, I again, something that individuals need to do is, as you said, and I kind of call it the family of origin work. You know, that's a term that is often used. And really what that means is you do have to sometimes, go back and figure out why do I do it this way? It was put to me, the listeners would probably see if I can do this story really short, but there was that old story of, this woman who every year when she cooked the family turkey for the family dinner, she always cut the legs off and would cook it in the oven. Right. And one day the daughter asks, why do you do that? And the mom goes, well, I don't know why I do it. So she looks at her mother who's at the family dinner and goes, Mom, why did we always cook the turkey this way? And the grandma now says, I don't know why. This is just the way great grandma taught me. So the family all then turns and looks to great grandma and says, why do we cut the legs off the turkey? And great grandma says, because the oven was too small. So we had to get the turkey in the oven, right? So it kind of a silly way to illustrate that sometimes we do things and we don't know why we do them. And you have to dig back into your past to know, why am I cutting the legs off the turkey? You know, what what is that underlying thing that was said to me or that I witnessed when I was 5 years old or that happened within the family dynamics when I was 10? Or, all of those different things. And sometimes it's not an easy thing to do. But if, like you said, if you're just saying, I am worth it, but there was something traumatic that happened in your life at a very young age that impressed on you that you're not worth it, you've got to do more than just say it. You've got to dig out and pull that weed out by its roots and figure out, and get rid of that from the very basis. So I like that you have said this and incorporating that, the tapping or the mirroring, that it helps to just work deeper. It gets that brain involved and exercises it in a much deeper fashion. It's, so I like that. Yeah. I like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I encourage people like Julie saying to do the work. There's so many different generational family dynamics that are unconsciously handed down. And, there's so much more research available to us. I mean, if you're listening to this now, who would have, 20 years ago, there would have never been a brain, guru, right? Like radio show out that so many people would be attracted to and interested to, so there's so much more information available to break these generational or these, these generational thought patterns that are really hindering us. But it takes someone willing to do the work and someone willing to step up and say, okay, how can I make my life different? And by doing so, you set up this kind of domino effect to allow the people in front of you, your children, your children's children, to not have to endure the same suffering you did if you were willing to do the work to change it.
Oh, boy, isn't that amazing? I love that. You're so right. Breaking that pattern is letting kids see you grow, letting your children, even your siblings, if you go through it can encourage growth in so many. It's such that positive domino effect as opposed to a negative one. Great thoughts, Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So now you're going to share with us, what is your favorite personal develop tool? So you as an individual, having gone through this journey in your life, having worked with the number of clients that you have and helped them, what has turned out to be your favorite personal development tool?
You're going to love this, Julie, because I have had so many different opportunities to try so many different things in so many different realms, right? I mean, if you can imagine during that decade of personal exploration, I tried everything from hypnosis to, meditation to, sweat lodges to firewalking to, you name it. I was willing to just try anything into figuring out, what could be the most effective thing. And, honestly, of course, the work, my favorite work is got to be that you have to be willing to focus your attention on the subconscious, right? Like, that's the favorite work. And my favorite tool to be able to really kind of untangle that is what I call the thought tornado of destruction. And what we have to do is we start to pay attention to where our thoughts and our feelings are. So as Julie's saying, like working out, right, I call it flexing your mindfulness muscles, is that you have to take your mind to the gym, and meaning that you have to be aware of what you're thinking and what you're feeling, because there is a domino effect that is happening internally all the time. And so I say my favorite tool is to track the thoughts, feelings, and actions. Like if there's an action or behavior or inaction, like if you're a procrastinator, okay, you're an inaction kind of person, that's still a result. And that result is something that you're feeling and something that you're thinking internally. And so my favorite tool is to take every single day is to take a moment, and I have an alarm that goes off in my phone that says TFA, and it's just to track, okay, pause for that moment and say, all right, what is my behavior right now? And what feelings have I been experiencing or ignoring that is causing me to behave this way? And then what thoughts could I be having that caused me to feel this way? And then after you've really built up those muscles, right, now you could take the thoughts one step further and you can identify what is the program, what subconscious belief, what do I believe to be true about myself, the world, or the people in it that caused me to think this way in the first place? And by tracking that over and over for, like, let's just say even 2 weeks, a pattern's going to emerge, and it's going to let you know what kind of defective programming has been installed or what programming is running or operating the show. And so then you have this clear path on what you can begin to change. And this is why just changing the thoughts isn't going to work, because we have to pay attention to the feeling and the beliefs. I mean, I think Gandhi said it best, where he said that your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words, like what you talk about. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits, and your habits become your values, and your values drive your destiny. So he's saying that it's really that your belief, it's what you believe at your core, right? And this is why my book's called True to Your Core. It's like what you believe at that core that is driving all of these thoughts, feelings, actions, and reactions. And so we have to use a tool like this to be able to untangle what's going on a regular basis so you can live your best life in the driver's seat, like where you can consciously choose.
Okay, hang on, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back right after break and let you finish it.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Was growing up in Wisconsin, no matter how frigid it was outside, my Uncle Bob never seemed to get cold. He would come in from the snow wearing a t-shirt and remark how fresh it was outside. Then again, folks from Wisconsin are a pretty hardy bunch. As America's official dairy state, the cows have been known to give ice cream instead of milk when the temperatures drop. What's a word for a giant snowball that is formed by rolling a smaller one through a field of snow? Hug-a-ma-dog. Megla is an old Scots word meaning to trudge laboriously through the snow. And mufflements is an old Lancashire word for thick, warm, insulating clothes and gloves. Don't forget that you shouldn't try and send text messages if you're standing out in the cold. It can lead to typothermia. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to this dynamic program. I am enthralled with my guest today. This is amazing. So we had to kind of cut out to break fairly rapidly just before here this last time. So Bonnie, can you just kind of put a bow on it and tie that? Give me a recap of what you were explaining right before I had to cut you off.
Yeah, so we were talking about my favorite tool, and I call it the TFA, or the Thought Tornado of Destruction Tracker, and it's really about monitoring your behavior, your feelings, and your actions. Your thoughts, your feelings, and your behaviors to help you identify patterns of thought patterns or feeling patterns that you have. And once you've really kind of become aware of that, you really want to trace it back to the belief of what it is that you believe in your core that might be causing you to think this way and believe this way. And by doing that, it gives you a clear indication of what in your life is hindering your love, your connection, your success, your finances. Because just by analyzing that data, a pattern will just naturally emerge, and you can clearly see what you need to work on to better yourself.
That is awesome. That's awesome. And we had talked about, and it kind of brought us into the program with the idea of how to deal with the grief and the loss that you might be expecting here in the during this time of year. And we've gone in this powerful direction that I think is amazing. But I did want to let everybody know that Bonnie has on her Facebook page. And Bonnie, is it available other than, like, do you have it on your website as well, your video on grief and loss?
It's on my website. It's on Facebook. It's on YouTube. You can find it anywhere.
Okay. So she has a great video for the listeners who are listening that is really good about dealing with that grief and loss during this time of the year and how to kind of keep your your mindset in the right place. So I want to be sure that I direct everyone. I'm going to give everyone all of Bonnie's contact information here before we wrap up the end of the show. But you can find that under her on Facebook as well. So on the Facebook page that I give you later, I want you to really, please, I encourage you, if that's a topic that you're interested in that you want to see, to connect with her and find that either on her website or on her Facebook page. Now, Bonnie, you have, I want to be sure that I let everybody know, you've touched on it, that you have a new book out. You also have an event. You also have a special gift offer for the guests. So first off, let's talk about your book and your event real briefly. Tell us about the book. And what's the title of the book, and where are we going to get it, and what are we going to be expecting when we get it?
Yeah, so the book is True to Your Core. It's a hit Amazon bestseller in the first week that we were out. It is a powerful book. So everything that we've been talking about, identifying the core beliefs, even that TFA tracker, that tool that I was telling you, is actually in this workbook. So it's a dynamic book where you actually get to grow up in the life of Bonnie Kelly. So I take all of these traumatic experiences and I show you how these experiences are affecting the brain and how the brain is now then dictating the direction that and the decisions I'm making throughout my life, and then how to untangle that. So the workbook is going to show you how to do that. And what's really cool is that we have a free video series. So if you buy the book, you get the free video series and you get to download all those worksheets for free. And you can find that at bonniekelly.me. It'll take you to the book site. That's the easiest way to find that. And that's also where you're going to find our two-day program, which is where you get to work in a huge group of people and learning about these subconscious beliefs and how to enhance your emotional resilience by becoming more emotionally intelligent. And that two-day live event is the second weekend in February.
And that's in the Northern California area. So it's in Sacramento, California. So I encourage everyone to go to Bonnie's website. And your website is, where is your website? Go ahead.
Bonnie Kelly got me. Yep.
Bonnie Kelly got me.
Yep. So just be mindful, it's not .com, it's .me, M-E. So it's unique and fun, but it's definitely, it's all me.
Okay, awesome. So there's going to be a lot of, that is also probably where you'll find a link to, but she does have a special gift for the guests. So she has a 7-day free trial of your 20-day emotional detox program. And that is at 21dayemotionaldetox.com. So 21 is not spelled out. It's the number 21. So 21dayemotionaldetox.com. And she has a /free/. So I will also, for the listeners, I will put up on my homepage on the Brain Lady Speaks Radio Show.com the link to this. So you'll be able to get the free offer. And I'll also squeeze in there a link to the event as well. So all of the listeners will be able to connect with you on those levels. And they can also, you have, you're active on social media. As I said earlier, I saw that amazing video that I want everybody to go listen to who might be dealing with grief and loss during this time of the year on Facebook. And you are facebook.com/BonnieKellyInc. So Bonnie Kelly, INC. You are on Instagram, BonnieKelly.me. And Bonnie is B-O-N-N-I-E, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. And LinkedIn, Bonnie Kelly. And then you're on Twitter as Livin' Optimistic. That's cool. Livin' Optimistic. I like that. So it's L-I-V-I-N Optimistic. And then you also have a YouTube channel. Oh, I'm so sure that the YouTube channel is going to be have a lot of your those videos as well.
Yeah.
So
if you go to YouTube and just put in Bonnie Kelly, you're going to find us. Like a we or hashtag Bonnie Kelly, you're going to find us everywhere. That's the easiest thing. For people who are searching for us, if you even just go into Google search and hashtag Bonnie Kelly, we make sure to make it easy for everyone to find us.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. And you have some amazing tools. And as the listeners could tell, there is just a wealth of information and personal experience, which makes you very approachable and you know, people to get to know you as an individual, hopefully on this call and on this podcast, and be able to really appreciate that you have been there and you have done that. And that has been something that is, you know, it makes you easier to work with. If you want to email Bonnie, email her at getinspired@BonnieKelly.me. So I'm going to repeat that. It is getinspired@BonnieKelly.me. And she will be able to, her assistants, I'm sure, will be able to connect with you and get your questions answered. And Bonnie, I just want to thank you so very much for being on this show today. I appreciate, Bonnie was such a trooper. She's so great. When I saw the video, I think it was over the weekend, I saw the video and I reached out to her on Monday. So just 2 days ago, and said, hey, can you step in and be on the show? And she was so gracious to be here and to share her wisdom and knowledge on the topic. So thank you very much, Bonnie, for being a guest and for doing it on such short notice. I appreciate it very much. Very much.
Oh, it's my honor. And, you know, I just love how sometimes life has that way of working things out.
Yeah, it's great. And you know what? One of these days, we talked about it years ago, and I think we need to sometime revisit possibly doing a workshop or something together, because I love your energy and your message. And I think we're in sync in a lot of areas. So we'll have to, listeners, keep your eye out for that. Who knows what kind of amazing things are coming in 2017.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Definitely, Julie, I look forward to connecting with you.
Awesome. So thank you, Bonnie, very much for being here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And again, to the listeners, go to the show page after the podcast. Go to the show page and we'll have the recording up this afternoon, and I'll also have those links up this afternoon. And I will post all over social media once I get those links up for everyone to be able to go and find the easiest way to connect with Bonnie. But again, she says, if you just Google her name, then you'll be able to find her. So once again, thank you, Bonnie, for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
All right. So we are just about to the end of another Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Excited, and thank you everyone for being on the program with us. I just love, as you can tell, I just love talking all things brain and any ways that we can understand how the latest in neuroscience is giving us the extra tools that we need to improve our life, our business, and our relationships. And as we get to the close of 2016, just one more show left. I hope that you will definitely join me next week for the last show in 2016 as we get ready to finish out this year and launch into 2017. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, be sure to reach out to me. Let me know your thoughts and ideas. If you have something dynamic, a dynamic individual you want me to interview, a book, a white paper, a research, something your professor in college said, you know, whatever it is, if you have an interesting idea and you would like to see it brought out here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, please reach out and contact me. Shoot me an email at info@brainladyspeaker.com or my main website, yourbestmindonline.com. We are minutes, literally minutes. Sometime today, it's going to happen. We'll be launching the new website. So you'll have to go check it out. That is where all of the programs that I run, as well as all of the products that we have, the books, CDs, home study courses, and whatnot are there, as well as the amazing Your Best Mind certification program. If you like what you hear on these programs and you would like to share this with someone else, you would like to make this as part of your business or bring this as an add value to your client base, please reach out and talk to me about the certification program and become a brain personality connection specialist and share all of this dynamic information that we share on the program with other individuals and add this amazing brain personality connection stuff to your life and to your clients. With that, we're getting ready to wrap up the program. Be sure to share with people with other individuals, send them to the Brain Lady Speaks to download iTunes or follow us on iTunes. Connect with me on Facebook, Purple Brain Lady, Julie Anderson, Purple Brain Lady on Facebook. Always posting something there at Brain Lady on Twitter and Brain Lady on LinkedIn. So with that, I'm going to be closing up the show for the second to the last show of 2016. Thank you very much. I always honor and appreciate that you've taken the time to spend with us and learn a little bit more about the brain and neuroscience and how it affects our lives. So until next week, have an amazing week. Get out and do something fun. Enjoy the weekend and see you next week on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite